call it musical houses. 34-year-old Angela Red decided to ride out Hurricane Katrina. While her brothers and sisters evacuated the Big Easy for Texas, she remained in New Orleans with her mother, two sons, and their dog, Leslie. Then came Katrina.
I live in a basement apartment, and it was completely flooded to the ceiling, practically.
So she abandoned her house for her mother's nearby, but the water there was waist high. They left for a neighbor's house. That didn't work out either.
And the water was at least 15 feet there, so we tried to ride it out up on a top porch, and that's when the rescue teams came, told us we needed to go because the water was getting contaminated and we needed to leave immediately.
While taking a boat ride looking for rescue crews, they found one who took them to St. Charles Avenue. The National Guard picked them up and brought them to the convention center, where they hung out for a few hours. Next thing Red knew, her mother, sons Brian and Brandon, and their dog were spending the night sleeping at the New Orleans airport. By mid-morning, they were settling in at the Charlotte Coliseum. Red Cross provided evacuees with food, bottled water, air conditioning, and a place to rest. There's even a non-denominational chapel. But for Red, it wasn't enough, as she enjoyed a shady spot outside of the Coliseum. What she really wanted was to meet up with her brothers and sisters.
We were told that the procedure was to come here to Charlotte, North Carolina, and then we will be transported to our destination. But now we are getting a different story. We have to stay here. And we don't want to stay here. We're trying to get to our family.
She called Greyhound and Amtrak. She was told she couldn't bring her dog. The airlines take pets, but the question was, would they take her? After all, she didn't have any form of ID. Meantime, other evacuees, many who seemed to enjoy smoking in the Charlotte sunshine, were more than happy to be in the Queen City, happy to be hundreds of miles from a city underwater and under siege.
It was like from sunup to sundown, we had to go out to try to get there to survive.
Right.
Once sun went down, that's when total chaos, because it's pitch black. So all you heard all night was gunshots going off, you know, people shooting out with the police and stuff like that.
That's 22-year-old Lamar Solomon. He's safe now, staying with family in Harrisburg. After four trying days in New Orleans, he and about 15 family members, including his infant niece, piled into a couple of cars and drove off. Of course, that was after they located some hard-to-find gas.
So we had to siphon some tanks and get the gas out of those tanks. We put it in garbage cans, and we just filled them up, and we filled up all the vehicles enough to get us out, and that's how we did it.
Now that he's in North Carolina, Solomon says he doesn't want to go back to New Orleans.
That's it for me. You know, I didn't have enough, because this could happen again, and we might not be so fortunate next time to get out.
More Gulf Coast evacuees are expected to pass through the Charlotte Coliseum, although it's hard to pinpoint exactly how many will come. City officials say they expect roughly 500 people. During a news conference Monday, Charlotte Mayor Pat McCrory said using the Coliseum as a shelter is a short-term solution to a long-term problem. He said right now it's important that the Red Cross help evacuees recuperate and locate family. But he reminded Charlottesians that the city will be dealing with the effects of Hurricane Katrina for months to come. For WFAE News, I'm Jamie Bedrin.